Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's not often that we get to have a national hero in our CEO spotlight, but congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're excited.
Tell us about what you do and what your national hero status is about at Culinary Care.
Culinary Care is a nonprofit organization I started about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years ago. The inspiration behind it was I actually lost my father to lung cancer when I was in high school. I was heading into my senior year and he was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer and ended up passing away right as I was entering my senior year of high school. And so we were fortunate to have family and friends that stepped in and brought us meals every night for 2 months straight. It just was a huge help to have these meals, gave us one less thing to worry about and time to be together as a family. So when I graduated college, I was actually looking for ways to get involved and, you know, kind of use it as a grieving process, but also as a way to give back and be able to bring those meals to other families and patients that were going through a similar situation that might not have that same support network rallying around them. And so our goal with Culinary Care was to fill that void and just make sure that, you know, we could take one thing off a patient's plate by putting something on it. And so that was something that was recognized by Tyson Foods just in our relationship with them and in talking to, you know, the organization. They kind of, you know, kept their entire motto is meals that matter. And so from their side of things, I think it was something where they recognized this sounds like, you know, a meal that truly does matter. When you're fighting cancer, meals make a world of difference. And so I was selected as this year's Meals That Matter hero as a result.
Let's talk about and get into the nitty-gritty of the nature, the size, and scope of this problem. Tell us first about the nature of it. Is it the lack of access to food, the inability to find the nutritious food? What are the aspects?
I think there's a mix of issues that arise that we've seen when it comes to cancer patients and also getting the food that they need to fight. I mean, we all have to eat to survive. And what we see in interacting with the patients that we've worked with so far is that there's a mix of exhaustion. You're so tired. The last thing you want to do is go home and prepare a meal. And then there's also just the fact that there is a huge food insecurity problem and cancer does not discriminate. So a lot of the patients we're serving are also food insecure, really struggling financially, and don't have access to a wide variety of the food options that they need. Plus loss of appetite is incredibly common treatment side effect, as well as changing taste buds. So when you mix all of those different things together, the idea of food and eating just becomes an afterthought for a lot of the patients that we're serving.
Yeah, and then almost as sort of an evil triple whammy is the notion that you may not have enough money,
right?
Because of the money you're spending on your health care and trying to get well,
yeah,
for food.
Yeah, you have parking, you have all sorts, yeah, of costs that come into play. You know, even just to get to your treatments is a struggle for some of our patients. So once they do get there, the idea of having to then go out and pay for a meal or go find the food that they actually want to eat, you know, since we're serving a lot of outpatients, they don't get food services from the hospital. So it definitely makes a huge difference.
Is this killing people?
We have found that about 1 in 5 cancer deaths are a direct consequence of malnutrition. So it is definitely not helping people. And I, you know, again, we all have to eat to survive and your body needs nourishment to be able to fight and, you know, do what it needs to do to heal. So when you're not eating anything at all, it definitely is not helping your treatment outcomes.
So tell us how Culinary Care works. Do you deliver meals? Is it something that people prepare? How does it work?
So Culinary Care actually partners with a network of restaurants in the Chicago community. And then we also work with a network of hospitals in Chicago as well. So we start with the hospitals and we have social workers, dietitians, and nurses that will refer patients that are in need of support. Once a patient is in our program, once they're referred, we send over menus from local restaurants, and we have a certain amount of meals that are donated to our organization every month. We also pay for meals that we don't have donated, so that way we can always make sure patients are being served. But the patient gets to pick whatever they want for themselves and their entire family. So it's really like ordering carry out when you're going to be going to treatment. So if you're coming in on a Tuesday for a 4 to 8 hour long chemotherapy appointment, you can pre-order your meal with us. We pick everything up and deliver it to the hospital for you.
What is the demographic like? Is it young people, old people, all of the above?
It's all of the above. We work with a mix from, you know, kids who are fighting cancer, whose families really need the support. And then we work with a lot of women who are diagnosed with breast cancer, who are also, you know, not only in need of support from their family, but they're also the main caregiver of their family as well. So, you know, being able to help them provide for their family is something that we found seems to be a huge support for our organization.
People, in addition to having to become their own cancer experts, right, and doing all of that research, suddenly I have to also become a dietitian and a nutritionist. Do you help with that regard? I mean, who's guiding you and how do you know what food to take people?
We work with dietitians at all of the hospitals. We've had them look at all of the menus from our restaurant partners, and we take off certain items that we feel won't travel well or, you know, are not fitting within certain dietary guidelines. But overall, you know, at the end of the day, we really just want the patient to eat. So nutrition kind of has its own, takes on its own form when, you know, when you just want someone to eat the food that they're craving and just get those calories in their body. That's what tends to become more important. So,
and also, well, you talked a little bit about the lack of the proper nutrition maybe contributing to deaths. But there's a flip side of that, too. If you get the right nutrition, it could actually help with your cancer treatment and recovery.
Yes, definitely.
What are the trends in that area? I mean, what are you hearing from the nutritionists and experts that you deal with?
I'm not a dietitian, so I don't want to speak to any of those trends, or, you know, in terms of that. But we definitely keep on top of, I mean, our dietitians will send us articles that they find, and we just make sure to keep on top of everything. So, you know, all of our menus are adjusted by them as opposed to us. And that way we make sure that we're staying on top of all of those trends and in a way that's as medically guided as possible. Whereas if I was doing it myself,
right,
without.
As a cancer patient, let's say I have a family member or I'm one of your clients. How can I phrase this question? The better way to ask the question is, you know, are you frustrated? I mean, did you get into this because you were angry at the way things happened with your father? And does it make you angry every day, or do you feel like you're dealing with it and helping now and making a difference?
Yeah, I definitely don't think anything started out of anger. It was actually more the complete opposite, which is joy. I mean, a meal brings so much more than just nourishment. It really gave my family time to be together as a family and was something that we look forward to every day. And so with that comes, you know, hope and feeling cared for and just involved in a community. And so I think for us, all of the meals that we provide, the, you know, intention beyond providing something nutritious and making sure that they're eating is just the fact that there's such a simplicity in having food. It's friendship, it's caring, it's love. It comes with so much more than just that meal. And so for us, it's always been about the joy that a meal brings. And that's always been our focus. And while there is this kind of huge, you know, issue out there and this huge problem, we want to make sure that patients are really enjoying everything and all the interactions they have with our program.
Culinary care sort of reminds me of Meals on Wheels. And as a reporter, a young reporter, I had the opportunity to do a story, and I went with the Meals on Wheels delivery for a day.
Very nice.
And I saw all of the reactions of the people who were getting the meals. And in every situation, there was a smile.
Yes.
And the interaction, you could tell somebody who was living alone and didn't get to meet people on a regular basis, that has sort of an impact on your daily life and recovery and health too, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, people ask all the time, I'm helping so many people, but do I ever feel like they're helping me? And that's something that is so, it's so true and so real. I mean, going and delivering meals and seeing the reaction of, you know, the individuals that we serve, not only their reaction, but their strength. They're going through something so difficult, and just everything that they share. I remember having one conversation with a woman who was saying that, you know, she lives every day trying to be strong for her daughter, and she never wants her daughter growing up thinking she can't do something. And she wants, you know, her daughter to look at her and see wow, my mom is fighting cancer. She's so strong. She lives every day to the fullest, and I can accomplish anything. Like, she did it and I can do it. So it's just incredible to think that, you know, that's what they're embracing every day.
It's unimaginable almost to think of being in a situation where you've been told you have cancer, you could possibly die, you're going through all of this treatment, that process of doctors, all of the people involved in that, suddenly don't help you with the other parts of that, which are making sure you're eating properly. Even in the hospitals, we see a report that people are dying in hospitals because of malnutrition.
Yeah, I mean, I know the hospitals, all of our hospital partners, they do their absolute best to make sure patients are cared for, not only in terms of fighting the cancer and getting rid of the cancer, but also just, you know, holistically, just making sure they have the support that they need. You know, but unfortunately, it affects so many people. And, you know, there's only so much that everybody can do within that hospital space. And so having programs like ours, I found, is really helpful to them, because not only is it's kind of an extra solution for them to be able to provide that care and support that they want to provide. So there's so many great organizations out there as well we're all working together to kind of solve that issue.
I suppose as a CEO, you learn a lot every day. But if I had to ask you a question about what is the biggest thing that you've learned as the CEO of this, what would it be?
I would have to say believing in myself was definitely a challenge at first. I mean, you start an organization and, you know, you believe in it and you're ready to go. And then you kind of encounter all sorts of different people along the way, some of whom don't always believe in you and don't always believe in the work that you're doing. And so staying strong through that and continuing to believe in yourself, because, you know, you never want to give up too early. So I think that, you know, staying strong and believing in yourself and staying persistent is kind of one of the biggest lessons that I've learned, is just really, you know, understanding and taking it, appreciating the small wins as well.
Do you feel like, and have you had interactions with them regularly, people whose lives that you've saved?
Yes. I mean, I don't know if, you know, we saved their lives, but we definitely played a big role in making sure that, you know, they had the food that they needed while going through this, and making sure that their family stayed together and stayed strong through everything, because that a meal is what brings people together. And so, yeah, I mean, we've had, even just recently with the Meals That Matter Hero, they did a video for us, and we were able to, you know, reconnect with one of the patients that we've served. And she had just incredible words to say that I had never personally heard before. And so it was just re-inspiring to hear, you know, the difference that we made for her family, you know, beyond what I know as just someone that's been through it. You know, hearing it from her own words was incredible.
It's the time of the year when a lot of us are thinking about resolutions and the new year and things that we want to do and things that we want to accomplish. If you could talk to us a little bit about what you see as the future for culinary care.
For us, this is just the very beginning. So we're really excited for, you know, not only, you know, 2017 and the new year, but for all years to come. You know, one of the realities that we face every day is that there are so many patients that are requesting our support. And so for us, 2017 is really about laying the foundation and being able to expand and never have to say no to somebody. You know, not only that, but we also get requests from other hospitals in the Chicago area, as well as across the nation. And so we've just kind of seen this huge need for a program like ours just everywhere, it seems. And so our goal is really just putting pieces in place that will help us be able to expand and grow, not only here in the Chicago area, but across the nation as well, so we can help as many people as we can.
Because this is sort of, I don't want to say anything, I don't want to mean this negatively, but it's a widget sort of thing. It fits in every community.
Yeah.
So is that something that you see? I mean, do you?
Yeah, well, when we started the organization, you know, we wanted it to be something that we weren't going to get stuck in being able to grow it. We didn't want to, you know, start with something that wasn't going to be able to grow with us if the demand was big enough. And so working with local restaurants and working with local hospitals, it's really just about building the internal systems that we can then use to go into new communities and be able to expand. So it's definitely become an easier process for us.
I can hear them because I have headphones on, but you can't. Yeah. But I can hear people saying, how do I help? How do I get involved? How do people help?
You can go online and donate. It is Giving Tuesday. So, you know, in addition to all the amazing work that Tyson has done for us, you can go online, donate, culinarycare.org/donate. Then there's also on our website as well, culinarycare.org. You can click volunteer. We have various opportunities there, from delivering meals to getting involved on associate board levels, or just contributing any skill sets that you have. We are a growing organization, and so, you know, everyone can contribute in their own way.
Cancer sucks. Thank you for helping.
Yes, of course. We're happy to help.
And good luck to you in the new year.
Thank you. You too.